It is our latest state of play, and we are looking after the Evertonians for this one, which is pretty exciting stuff. I've got Sarah Halpin and Greg O'Keefe from The Athletic with me, The Athletic, the Anfield Raps partners, until the end of the season, whenever that might be. We'll start off with the way I've been starting off with everyone, I suppose, Greg. And the key question, really, and I think it's interesting talking to a side even down the bottom, when you actually look at points totals, is how far off are where you'd like to have been at this point. And I think with Everton, there probably is, from when the season started, a slight feeling that Everton would like a few more points on the board than 37 from 29. But it's worth pointing out that if, for instance, Everton had 50 from 29, they'd be sitting in fourth place right now. You know, it's a strange one, isn't it, the way the whole season's played out. It's hard to sort of work out where your expectations were at the start and whether or not they were reasonable.
Yeah, and obviously in Everton's case, that sort of disconnect between where their aspirations were right at the start of the season and now is kind of amplified and changed by the change of manager, and obviously the significant new manager in terms of profile and past success. So even if you look at where we hoped we might be when Ancelotti came in, whilst recognising that there are quite a low ebb after the derby in December, and obviously, you know, the decision to get rid of Marco Silva and the Duncan's kind of spell that helped steady the ship and set the sort of scene for Carlo to come in. Even that, which is still a massively positive thing for the club, and everyone, the fans are still kind of, even now I know, kind of thrilled at the prospect of having him in charge and what it could mean going forward. I think they would have expected to be higher than 12th, and they would have expected to have been more competitive, or hoped to be more competitive in that run of games against the top five or six, which in the end just didn't really didn't yield anywhere near the success that we would have hoped. You know, sort of mixed bag against Arsenal, terrible game against Chelsea last time out, which obviously left a really sour taste in the mouth, and we never got to play that derby. So you look back at games, you know, the Newcastle draw at home, and earlier in the season, even I think back to like when Sheffield United came, and it's just so frustrating in hindsight, because as you say, you know, sort of another even 9 points and you're right up there in the mix. But instead, sides like Wolves and the Blades, like I mentioned, are whilst they're not uncatchable, they're significantly ahead of Everton now. And so that kind of deflated the mood a little bit, I think.